God didn't come to powerful governments. God came to people like you and like me who live in the trenches of life. The kind of people who wonder how they're going to make it from day to day, whether it's financially, whether it's spiritually, whether it's physically or psychologically or all of the above, God comes to people like you and like me. I think that's an amen, right? Now I know I'm probably got you thinking, but you know, is that an amen or is that an amen? You hear the difference, right? Amen. Amen. I just want to make sure. All right. You know, it truly is amazing to me. It's hard for me to even fathom. I'm sure it's hard for you to fathom. But God comes to the oppressed. God comes to the outcast. You never have felt like an outcast in your life, have you? Never. You've never felt like you've been one of the always the most popular person. Everyone wants to be your friend. You never felt like the outsider, did you? Yeah. Yeah. At some point or other, we're all oppressed. At some point or other, we are all outcasts. And God comes to us. God comes to the powerless. Now, all of us have always felt power, haven't we? We have the power to make our own decisions, to make our minds up, and we weren't afraid of the consequences, were we? No, there's times when we feel pretty powerless, right? When you find out you have cancer and you don't know if you can get over it. When you find out you have some disease that you have to live with the rest of your life. Whenever your spouse decides they don't love you anymore. All of us feel powerless at some point in our life, don't we? But God comes to the powerless. God comes to you and me. And you know what? That is how God changes the world. Through people like you and me. That is how God changes the world. God changes the world through us. Praise God that we don't have to be rich and powerful. Amen? Praise God that we don't have to have it all together. Amen? Praise God that we can be confused about what we believe in. Amen? Praise God that our lives can be all messed up. And yet God loves us anyway. Amen. You see, the Creator of all that is, the Creator of all that ever will be, chose to come into human beings like you and like me, and chooses to change the world with people like you and like me. And do you know why? Because with God, nothing is impossible. I want us to say that together. Nothing is impossible with God. Okay, now I don't mean necessarily louder, but I want you to say it, and I want your deepest heart to feel it and to hear it. Nothing is impossible with God. Again, nothing is impossible with God. You see, the glory of what we celebrate at Christmas came about by the willingness of ordinary people like you and like me to obey God's claim on their life. Have you thought about that? That's what we celebrate at Christmas. That God chooses to come, and then that there are people that lay claim to what God has to say. And they put their life within God's will. God did not abandon us to the consequences of our own sinfulness. Rather, God has sent Jesus as our Redeemer. There is another way. There is a common wealth under Jesus' lordship that has no end. Talk about hope and joy among chaos and oppression. Amen. So we find through Mary that she was pure. She was thoughtful. She was bold and obedient. She had a servant attitude and absolute faithfulness.